This show was first broadcast on Free FM 89.0, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access radio station. For more information on our station and our wide range of programs, visit freefm.org.nz. Podcasting. It's easier than you think, and Free FM has everything you need, from help with initial planning right through to hosting and delivery across popular podcast platforms. Our content creators are just ordinary people delivering engaging weekly podcasts and radio shows on all sorts of issues that affect them, their communities, and our society. We're really keen to support new content by, for, and about a wide range of community groups and issues. Interested? Go to freefm.org.nz or see our Facebook page to find out more.
Lay your head down on my shoulder, don't hold it in your hands. Tell me all your troubles and I'll try to understand. I know your heart's still tender and I know that it still hurts. But things can only get better when it seems they can't get any worse.
Hello and welcome to the Fighting Stigma Show here on Free FM 89.0, independent community media, and also on Raglan Community Radio, Arrow FM in Wairarapa, Otago Access Radio, and Radio Kidnappers in Hastings. Or maybe you're not listening to the traditional radio at all. Maybe you are listening to Fighting Stigma streamed live on 89 FM, and it's from freefm.org.nz, or maybe on TuneIn, or maybe you have an Amazon Echo device, so you're using the Free FM 89 Alexa skill. Or maybe you're listening to me from the future, and you're listening on a podcast. Maybe you went on Apple Podcasts or on accessradio.org or onto freefm.org.nz and you looked up podcasts and found Fighting Stigma and you're listening to me that way. Whichever way you are listening to me, welcome. It is good to have you here. I'm your host today, Vanessa. I am going to talk all about getting ready for Christmas. And I know, don't throw things at me. I know it's only the end of the first week of November. It feels like we should not be talking about Christmas already. It's bad enough that there's so much Christmas stuff in all of the stores. I don't think anyone started playing Christmas carols yet in the stores, but it can't be far away. But I just want to say, one of the things I have found over the last few years is that actually Christmas is less daunting and less horrifying if there's a bit of preparation. Even if what it is that I don't do Christmas and I don't want to talk about it and I don't want to do anything on the day, preparing for that and working out what you do want to do and what you need to have organized, because most of the shops are going to be closed on Christmas Day. So if you want to have food or a particular thing to do, then you kind of need to get yourself sorted. And also, if you are someone who celebrates Christmas, actually getting prepared for it can make a huge, huge difference. So yes, I am starting early, but I'm trying to hopefully do some self-care for ourselves and actually get ourselves prepared. But before I get into all that juiciness and that whole kind of really? I have to think about that now stuff, I want to have a quick word from our sponsor, Progress to Health. Progress to Health believes in creating communities without barriers, and to achieve that we tailor supports to adults experiencing mental health and or disabilities based on their goals to encourage recovery, independence and community involvement. Progress to Health has teams that provide peer support, recovery education, workshops, employment preparation and support, including navigation with other services. Service users are allocated a community support facilitator on referral depending on their goals to mental recovery and achievement. We have offices in Hamilton, Tokoroa and New Plymouth. So if that sounds like something you or someone you know might be interested in and you are in the Waikato DHB region, Taranaki or Taupo, then have a listen to this ad I'm about to play for Progress to Health and get in touch with us.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
Now, don't stress if you missed any of those contact details for Progress to Health and you think that actually that sounds like something you or someone you know would really like to get, like maybe try out and see if that support fits for you. I do play the ad again at the end of the show, so grab a pen and paper while you're listening to me talk all about getting ready for Christmas, and you'll be able to write those details down at the end. So as I said, preparing for Christmas, how to get yourself sorted. Like, it's all about kind of like having an idea about what does Christmas mean for you? What's important? Like, what do you want to do? Like, and then how much can you manage of what the ultimate Christmas is for you? Because let's be honest, we might want to have lots and lots of stuff, and actually we can't. Like, life is not giving us all the things that we were hoping for right now. We need to sort of make do a bit. But also, sometimes it's actually about that stuff how I was talking last week about self-care, and sometimes it's about having boundaries and saying no to things and sort of saying, this is the thing I need, this is the thing I want to do, this is the thing that will make all the difference for me. And sometimes around Christmas, it's actually having those boundaries, having that kind of understanding with yourself about what it is that will make it a good time, and then trying to organize so you can have that in your life. Because sometimes it can be really important to actually realize that we actually have to manage other people's expectations as well as our own when we come into times like this. Because what can happen is other people have a real clear idea that of what they think should happen, and it doesn't mesh with yours. And sometimes it's we have to deal with our own expectations because we have an idea of what we want it to look like. We have an ideal Christmas that we want to have, and then that doesn't come about for whatever reason, whether there's not enough people in our lives that we're really close to, whether about it's distance or it's low money, so we can't actually achieve all the things we were hoping to achieve. But it's kind of that thing about having a look, like what makes Christmas great for you? What would make a great Christmas? And it totally counts if it's, I don't do Christmas, I just want people to stop talking about it, and I want to have a nice quiet day and eat Chinese food and watch Star Wars movies. Right, like if that's your ultimate, like December 25th, like then that's fantastic. But it's about knowing that, like finding out for yourself what is, how do you celebrate it? How would you like to celebrate it this year? What would make a real difference? And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a song, and while I'm playing a song, have a think about what would make Christmas this year really good. So, and if Christmas, saying Christmas is bugging you, just translate when I'm saying Christmas to December 25th, like. Because that's the day, right? And so it's pretty much an arbitrary day. It's like a day that has been chosen for that. But think about it, like, what would make a difference? Like, what would make life good? What would you like to happen? Who would you like to be around? What would you want to have in front of you? What would you like to have for food, entertainment, those sort of things? And then try and think about, like, when you have those sort of lofty ideals that were like, oh, if I could have anything, it would be this. And then bring it back and kind of try and shape it into something that, yep, that's vaguely possible in my now. Like, it can still be a bit of a push. It can be a bit of a challenge to, like, how would I manage to make that happen? That would be okay. But have a think about what do you want it to look like. But while you're thinking about that, I'm going to play us a song. So I'm going to play us Benny Tippany, Good Man, here on Fighting Stigma Show, Free FM 89.0.
Thought I had it all things were in control. Now I'm the last man standing, stranded and empty-handed. I played my role too deep, kept slipping off my feet. Temptation held me high, hung out and left to dry. Oh, my walls keep falling down, my head just spins. I'm left here with nothing. Running. I was a good man, but now I ain't. I was a good friend, but now I ain't. I was a good man. No will to fight. Open my darkest fears that kept me in chains for years. Looking for my way out. Oh, I gotta leave here somehow. Oh, my walls keep falling down. My head just spins. I'm left here with nothing. I keep on running. I was a good man, but now I ain't. I was a good friend, but now I ain't. I was a good man. Falling
tell myself now all is done, and I'll give up the game, give up the game. Blame it on myself for years to come, and I look back in pain, I look back in shame. Take it on myself now all is done, and I'll give up the game, give up the game.
Okay, so welcome back to the Fighting Stigma Show here on Free FM 89.0. It's Vanessa, your host. So I'm talking about getting ready for Christmas. So what I asked you to do before we went on our wonderful music break is say, think about, while you're listening to Benny sing, what would make a great day? What would make a good time for you? Is it about having an elaborate meal? Is it about having a house full of friends and family? Is it about having a quiet time? What is it that makes it really good? What will make your day fantastic? Because actually everyone's different. Like the thing that kind of revs our engine around Christmas time can make it really make a big difference. And we kind of, there's really hard to know what will make a difference for some people, because if they haven't been able to share, then it's kind of really important to kind of ask some questions, like find out what is the things that would make it good. So maybe if you're not sure, think about what are some of your favorite memories in the past from Christmas time. What are the things that make you go, oh yeah, that was really, really good? Was it about there was a certain food, or was it that there was certain people, or was it that there wasn't too much pressure, or that there was lots of like frenetic energy and lots of stress and everyone was doing lots of stuff and everyone was running around? Was it there's lots of presents? Was it that there was no presents? Was it that you were at the beach, or that you were just staying at home and it was really quiet? Like, what was it that made it good? And if you don't have a memory that you can think of that was what was really good, what's your best guess? Like, because sometimes I think we get really stuck on about, well, I can't do it if I don't know it's definitely right. Like, why put the effort in if I can't guarantee it's going to give me the outcome I want? It's like, well, actually, sometimes in life, we just have to make a best guess. We can say, well, actually, I think most times I really like food from this particular shop. Now, that shop's not going to be open on Christmas Day, so, but I know I can get these things from the supermarket, which I'm pretty sure I can put together what's going to be vaguely like the thing that I normally buy. And actually, I quite like having really easy to make food. So actually having pre-packaged stuff that I can just heat up is really good. And I could go, get myself, you know, a DVD from the library, so it costs practically nothing. And then actually I'm just gonna have a day at home. I'm gonna watch movies, because that's gonna be really good, because I know I like that. Maybe Christmas Day doesn't have anything different. And it's, you have to guess sometimes. We just have to guess. You have to try it out. And the only way to know if it's gonna work is to do it, right? But it's like, think about if you haven't got great memories of a Christmas time that you want to try and incorporate some of those moments in with this year. Maybe it's about thinking about what some good stuff you have other times of the year that you want to recreate in that time. Because one of the things that's really important coming up to Christmas is, so often Christmas gets, there's so many expectations. We get really bogged down with how much money we're going to spend, who's getting what presents, who's bringing what food, and how many people would you have to be around, and you have to have everything perfect, and it's this and this and this and more and shoulds and have to and musts. Right? And it gets really piled on top of us. And it can be really triggering for people, whether it's like the stress levels, or it's the fact that we're really lonely because we don't have close people. Maybe it's Christmas time's an anniversary of losing someone. Maybe this is the first Christmas you'll have since you've lost someone. Like, it's really important to kind of be aware of what you need to look after yourself around. One of the things that I find really important is being aware of making expectations around money and around presents and about what you can manage. Because actually, so often people go into debt around Christmas, and it's just then makes the rest of the year really, really hard. So it's really important to kind of think about, what is your budget for Christmas? Like, have you been putting money aside on a, like, say, a supermarket Christmas club, so you can just buy the food you need? Or is it that you're like me and you think about that every single year and then never do it and you get to now and well, what? I don't know how few weeks we're away from Christmas. I refuse to count, I have to tell you. We're like the end of the first week of November. That's all I know. But like, I still don't have a Christmas club card. Like, it's a bit late now. There's not really much point in me doing it. I might as well just start buying some stuff. But like, I keep talking about doing it. But have you been doing that? Is it that how many people are you picturing buying presents for? Do you need to actually think about, like, actually, I'm only going to buy presents for these two people? Is it that you're going to start making some homemade gifts? Actually, everyone really likes my chocolate chip cookies. I'll just make a whole bunch of those, buy some cellophane bags from the $2 shop, and then give them away. Like, what is it that will make a really big difference? Because we can get really stuck into this is what it's supposed to look like. And then all it does is creates this expectation, this stress and pressure that then we crumble under, and it causes quite a lot of issues. But it's actually about sometimes we just need to kind of have a focus and go do what I call my three P's. So planning. So you have to plan it out. Like, you have to work out what you want the day to look like. What do you want that week to look like? And so that could also include like doing a shopping list, right? Doing a menu list, doing a shopping list, and then maybe looking at your calendar and working out when you can actually go to the supermarket. Because let's be honest, I invariably end up needing to go to the supermarket on Christmas Eve. And I really, really wish every single time that I didn't have to. Because wow, that is a lot of people. There are so many people. Like, there are so many people. So I really want to avoid that, but I never manage it, right? So planning, right? Then the preparation. So it's actually going out and doing those things, all those steps that you planned, it's actually doing those steps, right? So is it you want to go to farmer's market, or you want to go to a craft market, or you want to go around a whole lot of secondhand shops and find what really cool things you could find that you could then use as gifts, right? That takes some planning, some preparation, some going out and doing it. Right? Maybe it's around actually having a menu planned and then like making sure you actually have all the things in place and then actually making the menu, like cooking the food and getting it ready and setting timers so you're actually on time for things. And then it's persistence. So it's just sticking to it, because actually we all know what it's like when we come on to Christmas. We kind of want to throw our hands out in the air or put our fingers in our ears and go la 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 and just like ignore it all, like run away and hide, because it's too hard, it's too much, we don't want to, right? And it's really easy to do that, but it's really important to kind of have some time to think about what can I do, what do I want it to look like, and how can I make that happen. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play us another song while you think about kind of what would it take to actually do and create that Christmas day that you're thinking about, or that Christmas week. So I'm going to play us Anika Moa, Running, here on the Fighting Stigma Show on Free FM 89.0.
I can never be the woman
Welcome back to the Fighting Stigma Show here on Free FM 89.0. I'm your host today, Vanessa, and I've been talking about getting prepared for Christmas, so trying to avoid or minimize Christmas stress. And it's all about preparing, like working out what planning, working out what we want it to look like. Like, what do we want that day, that week, that time frame to look like? Is it about the fact that the kids are off school, so you actually need to like find some things for them to do, because actually, you know, they're not quite self-entertaining units yet by themselves. Is it actually, you kind of have to like make a chore list, because you actually need to like have work out what housework you need to do so that the house looks like you want it to be, because actually your big thing you realized is actually having the house really clean and tidy, and then you can just relax and you don't have to. Right? Like, and then it's just doing the preparation, like actually doing the work, like getting some stuff done. So what I can find is getting ready for Christmas, it can get super, super stressful. We sometimes get really overwhelmed. Sometimes we just can't, like, it brings up other stuff. We get triggered in our mental health, maybe in our grief. Like, depending on what's going on, it can be a really, really hard time of year. And it can be really helpful to have someone to talk to. So what I'm going to do now is play our regular segment that I do at the end of every show, and it's all a bunch of support lines. So grab a pen and paper and write some of these down. So the first support line that I want to give you is 1737. Now, that's pretty much what it's called, so Need to Talk, 1737. It's a free call or text service, and it's available 24/7, so 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you'll get to talk or text with a trained counsellor, and this service is completely free. So if you're feeling anxious or run down, depressed, needing to talk to someone, give them a call or give them a text, 1737. The next number I want to give you is the Crisis Assessment Team, or CAT team, and their number is 0800 50 50 50. So that's assistance for people who are in crisis in the Waikato DHB region. So they're a crisis assessment team, they're part of the community mental health, so they are kind of like right up there with when things are going really, really wrong. It's very urgent care is needed around mental health. So that number again is 0800 50 50 50. The next number I want to give you is Lifeline. So Lifeline is an amazing service. It's a 24-hour telephone support service available for anyone needing emotional support. So 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now their number is 0800 543 354. And they have trained counsellors and just amazing people that you can have a talk to no matter what time of day it is. The next number I want to give you is the Depression Helpline. Now, the Depression Helpline is related to depression.org.nz. You may have seen some of their ads around, like the with John Kirwan. They have a whole lot of videos on the online service, but this is the phone line service. So Depression Helpline, 0800 111 757. Now, they're if you just have someone, you need someone safe to talk to, they're available from 8 a.m. in the morning to midnight. And they're a really great service, just someone calm and like gentle to talk to about whatever's going on for you. Now, the next number I've got for you is not a mental health support line. It's actually the health line. So it's health information service for all the family, and it's staffed by registered nurses who will give information and advice. I have used this line. It's for general health, medical health, physical health, and it's really amazing because sometimes when things are going wrong with your body, you don't know what's happening. You're not sure if we need to go the ambulance route or you need to go to the hospital. They're trained nurses, so they will actually ask you a bunch of questions. You can answer them, and they'll let you know what you need to do, and it's a huge relief. So the Healthline number is 0800 611 116, and that's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The next number I want to give you is the Suicide Prevention Helpline. Now, this is support, information and resources to people who are at risk of suicide and or the family of family or whānau and friends supporting them. Now, it's available from midday to midnight, and their number is 0508 Tautoko, which is 0508-828-865. Now, the next number I want to give you is the Shine Confidential Helpline. And the Shine Confidential Helpline specialises in domestic violence to help keep people safe from abuse. So their number is 0508 744 633. And the last number that I want to give you is I want to give you the outline. Now, this is a Gay and Lesbian Outline New Zealand. So it's support for people, gay and lesbian people, who want to have someone to talk to about whatever's going on around that, because quite often we need a bit of extra support. And when you're not getting that support, that can definitely lead to mental health stuff. So this is a really great line. So the outline, their number is 0800 688 5463. Now, don't stress if you missed any of those contact details from those support lines. I do play that at the end of every single show. So tune in again on Free FM 89.0 for Fighting Stigma Show next Thursday at 12 noon, or go to freefm.org.nz to live stream it, or to look up for a podcast for Fighting Stigma. Or you could find a podcast on, say, Apple Podcasts or on accessradio.org, or just check your podcast player. I know it's on the one that I use. So look for Fighting Stigma and then have a listen to any show that we've got there. I should have the title, like kind of the theme of the show on there as well. And it'll just tell you any show you listen to at the very end, kind of the last sort of 2 or 3 minutes, is going to be support lines. So you can grab those. So hopefully I've given you a few ideas, little tidbits to start looking at getting ready for Christmas to avoid some of the stress. But unfortunately, that's all I have time for today. So thank you for joining me. From us here, take care.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
For more episodes of this Community Access Radio show, please visit freefm.org.nz. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this podcast possible by funding the Access Internet Radio Project.